Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people with a middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile. It's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot with the Messiah. This is the final hour, and that's why you're listening to me. You want to be equipped. You do not want to be a spectator anymore. Spectator Christianity was not what it was meant to be. God wants you to be a participant. God is calling you right into the front of the stage. The first act is ready to start. Now jump in there. And my guest is uniquely prepared to help you. His name is Dr. Peter Gammons. Peter has had as many as 4 million people attend his miracle meetings. But I want to take you back, Peter, to 1976. And you were going to a meeting, and there was a woman waiting for you in a taxi. That sounds unusual to me.
Yeah, it's especially unusual in East Anglia, in the part of England where I was born, because most people, they never leave their town or whatever, and a journey of 7 or 8 miles is like a lifetime's journey. Today, we travel 30, 40 miles in America. People travel up and down the freeway, but when you're going down little country lanes, it takes forever. And so she's there waiting in this taxi, and when she sees me, she looks at me strangely, and she said, "Peter," and I look at her and think, "I don't know who you are. How are you?" Because I was just a young man. And I said, "Do I know you?" She said, "No." She said, "The Lord told me to come here and to give you a word. He said he'd show me who Peter was." And I said, "Were you coming to the service?" She said, "No. I got the taxi to bring me here. And once I've given you the message, I'm going home. I'm just here to give you this message. God says you'll take my healing message and my healing power to the world." I thought, strange woman at the time. I just was shocked.
Did you think that could possibly be God at that moment?
Well, I was a reasonably new Christian. I'd known the Lord for a couple of years, but I was so hungry to serve him and so wanted to see his miracle power. And so I think God responds to hunger.
Okay, so this woman in this taxi gives you this message. You go into the building. What happens next?
Well, the preacher, his name was Edgar Webb. He's been dead now since about 1978. I think he died 77, 78. And he was a tall, thin Malaysian man that had received the anointing through Catherine Coleman just before she had died. And in England, many people had told wonderful stories about his ministry, how he was dying in hospital one time, and the Lord told him, "Edgar, I've healed you. Get up, you can go home." And he prayed for everyone in the ward, and they're all healed. And I'd heard all these stories about him. And
by the way, that's what Catherine Coleman used to prophesy, that in the last days, Christians would go into hospitals and clear out everyone. And I believe he was kind of a forerunner of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was, his kidneys, and not very few people know much about him because he was just such a man of prayer. He stayed in some of my friends' homes. And they said, you know, 4 in the morning, they'd walk past his room and he'd still be sitting there in a chair with a blanket around him because he was an old man, just praying all through the night. He would, one of my friends had an evangelistic team, and they arranged 5-minute intervals that they'd bring the members of the team into the room and he'd sit them down and tell them their life story, and then they'd leave crying, and then the next one would come in. He just had such a live link with God. But I'd never met him before. I'd never seen him. I had no idea who he was. I was sitting in the middle of about 250 people. I was just a young man in jeans and a t-shirt. Didn't really look much like preacher material. And he walked out, and he didn't preach. He walks out, and we're all singing the hymn, "To God Be the Glory, Great Things He Has Done." And we're halfway through the hymn, and suddenly he said, "Stop!" And everybody looked shocked. You know, we weren't singing that bad. He said, "Stop!" And then he pointed at me and said, "You boy, come here." I was terrified. I'm looking around to check that it's me, and everybody's saying, "Yes, it's you." He said, "You boy, come here." So I came to the front, absolutely terrified. I didn't know God as well as I know, and I'm thinking, what have I done wrong? I thought God was about to tell everyone I'd done something wrong. And he laid hands on me, and he prophesied exactly the same words. You'll take my healing message and my healing power to the world.
The same thing this woman gave you as you were walking in, the identical message. Well, what is in the word of two or more witnesses, let everything be confirmed? That, yeah. You had your confirmation. Out of curiosity, when did he pray for you? Did something happen to you when he laid hands on you that you discerned?
Yeah, I fell under the power of the Spirit. About five times I got up and went down again, and in the end I crawled back to a chair, and I just sat there. And after this, I think from memory, I think he read a poem, and then he walked out. That was the end of the service. He didn't do anything else. But then later on he told some friends of mine, God had told him he was there just to pass on the anointing, and once he'd passed on the anointing, he was going home, and he went home. I did see him one more time after that, and I said, Edgar, do you remember me? I hadn't written to him. I hadn't had no. I just, the moment he saw me, he said, yes. He said, the Lord told me to give you the anointing, and now I'm going home. And so at the end of the service, everybody's milling around, and this man comes up to me, a very large man, and he said, would you pray for me to receive the Holy Spirit? So I'm looking for the preacher because I didn't know how to pray. And he said, not him, you. You're the one who got the prophecy. And as I touched him, he fell under the power of the Spirit. And he was so big, he knocked everybody flying. And everybody turns around to see what's happening. And here I am just finishing my prayer. And that's how God threw me out into ministry.
Now, just out of curiosity, before he laid hands on you, did you pray for people, and were they affected by the Spirit of God like happened then?
No, I'd not been praying with people other than one-to-one with friends or things, but there'd been no notable healings or miracles.
But were people, did people fall over in the Spirit when you prayed for them before?
Not beforehand, no, but from that moment onwards, it happened everywhere. In fact, it was quite frightening because I walked through a graveyard and people were falling under the power of the Spirit. I remember once I came into the bathroom, the men's toilet, and people fell under. I walked into a kitchen in a church and people were under the Spirit. Here I am, I'm just a young man, and I go to preach in this Anglican church, and every single person in the building fell in the Spirit, and I'm the only person standing. I remember when an old lady fell in the graveyard as I'm walking to the service. I walk past her and she falls to the ground, and I'm taking a pulse. I thought, they're going to blame me if she's dead, but she wasn't dead. The anointing was just so intense.
Now, it says in my notes that you've been ministering for 35 years and you have never missed a service due to sickness. That sounds phenomenal to me. And it also says that you feel 20 years younger than you are. Comment on that.
Yeah, it's funny. In fact, people guess when they see me, and I don't know, maybe when they see me on TV, they're going to say, no, I believe it. But people guess that I'm 20. People that don't know me think I'm 20 years younger than I really am. It was very funny. One of my staff was in Home Depot with me the other day, and he's carrying something. And the lady says, why don't you let the young ones carry it? And looking at me, and I said, I'm over 10 years older than he is, you know. So the Lord's renewed my youth. You see, again, we don't have time to cover this, but the Bible says he renews my youth. People claim he pays my bills, he heals my body. But how many people claim he renews my youth? And I believe in youth renewal. The Bible says, if that same Spirit that raised up Christ Jesus from the dead dwell in you, it will quicken your mortal body, which means it will quicken means bring back to life your mortal or death-destined body. So if the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, it will bring back to life your death-destined body. And so there's two forces. For the world, they're getting older and older and older all the time. But the Christian has this force within them that the Spirit that dwells in you will quicken your mortal body from the inside, that's working from the inside out to restore us, to restore our youth. And so I live in divine health. God's been very good. And as I said, I didn't say I've never felt unwell. The devil will try attacking everybody with sickness. I remember once in Africa, I got a bit of a fever, and it would have been so tempting to have said, I'm too ill, I'm not going to go to the service. But I went there, and as they propped me up with a chair, and I'm preaching Christ the healer, and suddenly the anointing came on me. I was healed. I kicked the chair away. I went to the service, and I have this thing. I tell the devil, devil, if you ever try to put anything on me, I'm going to the service that night to take it off 10 other people and see at least 10 other people healed to teach you a lesson that you don't mess with me. And so I started praying for other people for what the devil had tried putting on me and getting them healed.
Yeah, you know, I find that myself. When the devil puts symptoms on me, I look for people that have those same conditions and want to pray for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm angry at the devil.
We're in a war, but we've got to let the devil know who's boss. Jesus Christ that lives within us and has delegated his authority to us. And so when I see sickness, I see it as a squatter in the temple of the Holy Ghost. And it has no right to be there. And I come with authority in Jesus' name to tell the sickness to get out of people's body. I know you've got a set of my books that you're going to be sharing later on. And I teach people how to stand, how to receive your healing. One of the books is called How to Receive Your Healing and Keep It. Because some people get the healing and then they lose the healing. And it's important not only how to get healed, but how to keep your healing. So I would encourage people to get these books that you'll be sharing about later. Because I want to equip you. I think you called it power in your pocket. I want to equip you to live in divine health, to receive miracles. As I often put it, how to receive Christ's healing and then pass it on, how to minister it to others.
Well, listen, we waste so much time. You go into, an attorney's office, a doctor's office, a dentist's office, and you're sitting in the waiting room. What if you had one of these 12 power in your pocket booklets? And you were able to read this and redeem the time. Get the same anointing that is resting on Peter Gammons. I mean, he had the most marvelous results when he was pastoring. I believe you told me that not one person died. How many years were you pastoring?
Yeah, I pastored for, I didn't realize until I left the pastoral ministry that it had been a miracle. I pastored for 12 years up to 2000 members, but the majority of my members were seniors. Many of them were 80, 90 years old.
And over all that period of time, no one died. I want you to have these 12 booklets called Power in Your Pocket, and I want you to capture that same anointing that's on Peter, available for a gift of $40. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural!, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth. That's SIDROTH. Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.